Okay, this is just another practice session, and I'm choosing a different song this time. This one is Auld Lang Syne. I have a cold and actually found a different guitar. This is just a little kid. It's like first act. It's like a tiny guitar. It's about maybe half to three-fourths the size of the other guitar I was playing. And it is missing the highest string. So I figure I can just kind of manage doing the different chords without the highest string, and we'll make do. So it's all tuned up, and away we go. Okay, I'm just gonna strum it first. This is just basically a practice session. You can really turn it off when you want to, and you can enjoy the sniffles that I am providing for you. All right, so we're gonna do C, G, C, F, A, M. I think that's A minor, but I could be wrong. G, A minor, F, C. Okay. All right.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten? To mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Probably my fifth go of it. So let's try. See, the strumming is, you know, I'm not really, I'm just teaching myself. So it's not like I really know exactly what I'm doing as far as strumming, but not bad for missing a string, eh? Okay, let's try it with the pick. So that was just strumming with my thumb. I want to see what it sounds like with the pick. It's nice because this is actually such a tiny guitar that I can actually do the C chord with all three fingers. It's really nice. Wait.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten? Never brought to
That's a tricky one where it's and Auld Lang Syne, and that's A, M, F, C. Ooh, that's tricky. Okay. All right.
Auld Lang Syne.
switch from C to F. I'm sure that just takes practice, but it's kind of fun. I like it. I don't know if I like the pick or the thumb.
For should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind? And